How-tos for loving God and loving others. Living out the greatest of all the commandments. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, another way to love those close to you.
Getting to know some of the celebrations in the lives of people. How about people in your workplace who are celebrating things? Got one of our team members whose son just recently won the little tournament in his wrestling contest. He's only recently got into the sport of wrestling and competitively done really well. It's been great to celebrate with Lewis about that and his son. Celebrations.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the next 24 hours, celebrate with someone you know. And for more tips on Great Commandment Living, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Being a parent requires a lot of giving, 24/7 giving. But are you giving your kids what they really need? And are you giving it to them in the right order? Welcome to the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others, even your kids. How-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. Our focus this week, freedom to be a parent. And we wrap up this week's series with some tips on how to give first, and to give what your kids really need. With Intimate Life Ministries, here's our host, Dr. David Ferguson.
Well, welcome to the TGIF edition, Terry, of Great Commandment Radio.
It is good to be with you all this week.
It is, and it's good to be here on Friday. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. All week long, we've been focused upon the freedom to be a parent. You know, God has freedom in mind for us as parents, and He wants our homes characterized by that freedom. And on today's program, a critical dimension of what it means to have freedom to be all that God wants you to be as a family is your home environment can be a place of giving first. Terry, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but...
Love these moments.
There you go. Did you know your mom and I went through some challenging times in our early years of marriage?
Really?
And as the firstborn, you experienced more of those than most in our family. And yet, you know, about 13, 14 years into marriage, your mom and I began to sense there was hope. And it happened when she showed up at my office one day and she said, I know you're going to want to go to this basketball game that's coming to town. And so I'm going to get you tickets so I can go with you. Now, that was a big deal to me because I kind of enjoyed basketball. Mm-hmm. Not your mom's deal. But it was like, she's going to give to me with basketball tickets.
Right.
And I said to her, honey, it's springtime. I know you've been wanting to go on a picnic. I'm going to take you to picnic down at the Capitol. She said, no, I'm going to get you a ticket to the basketball game. I said, honey, I'm going to take you on a picnic. And we were about to get in an argument over who was going to give first.
Well, if you're going to have an argument, I guess that's a good thing to have.
That's right. Now, that's where we got hope, was that something's happening here in this relationship where there's beginning to be a focus upon giving first. You know, that's what God wants in our families, where there's this opportunity I'm not sure we've seen that happen yet with these small kids, you know. I'm going to give to, you know.
Let's see, no.
No. You know, can you see little Zachary say, oh, I'm going to give to Madison before I eat the candy myself, you know. Little Madison say, oh, I won't have that dessert. I'll give it to my cousin Zachary first.
No, I'll tackle you to get it.
That's yeah, that's right. You know, a home environment of giving first means that you and I have been a recipient of God's love first. And we have the opportunity to look for those privileges of taking initiative to give to our kids. And Terry, one of the first places we're going to talk about giving first in our families is in the real practical area called appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just means that I'm going to get the opportunity to give first in thanking my kids for the things that they do. You know, I'm going to look for ways to say, hey, good job. Hey, way to go for the things that I see them do. You know, that might be thank you for sharing. That might be thanks for setting the table. Hey, appreciate you putting your dirty clothes in the hamper. You know, just anything that you see them do that you're thanking them for it.
Yeah. Give me some teenage sentences. You've got, I mean, you've got some young adults here too. So give me some appreciation, comments, you know, for a Brad and Michael age.
Sure. Oh gosh. The other day when, I said, thank you for unloading the dishwasher. That was a really nice surprise. You know, that was AKA for thanks for unloading the dishwasher. And I didn't have to ask you.
There you go.
That was sort of, you know, kind of the AKA for that one. Thank you, you know, for filling up the car with gas after you borrowed it.
Mm.
Thanks for parking in the driveway and not parking behind me so I could get out in the morning. You know, he remembered that.
We're talking miracles here.
I know.
Yeah. And the importance of this, Terry, is that, I hate to admit this, but many of our parents' flesh... and our naturalness, our humanness, is kind of wired to focus first on what our kids haven't done,
mm-hmm.
what's not right. So it's very important for us to take the initiative to give appreciation first, because that kind of guards our heart from kind of a critical, half-empty perspective on our kids, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, I can kind of get caught up in, you know, the dirty clothes that aren't in the hamper and the dishes that are in the sink and not in the dishwasher. I can get real caught up in what I see them not doing.
Yeah, so we're talking about creating a home environment of gratitude as we take initiative to appreciate people. A second initiative that we oftentimes champion here on Great Commandment Radio is the giving of attention.
Hmm.
Talk a little bit about what that means and kind of how we might do that in the lives of our children.
Well, I actually had a good example of when a child is sort of needing attention and you might miss it last night. And I'm laying on the floor, laying on my stomach, and I'm looking at a magazine, actually. Got a Pottery Barn magazine in the mail, looking at it, like to decorate, looking at it, you know. Well, Jonathan, he's, two, and he's apparently needing my attention, but I missed it because, you know, I'm looking on at the magazine and he's crawling all over my back. And I'm going, Jonathan, quit crawling on me. Mommy's done wrestling. You know, I want to look at my magazine. And I do that. I try that like 3 or 4 times, and he's crawling on me. He's hopping on me. He's jumping on me. He's doing everything. Finally, mommy doesn't get the hint. He comes over, and he sits down on top of my magazine.
Yes.
I'm thinking the boy was needing attention.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's going to mean mommy finally clued in. And so we had a little wrestling tickling match there on the floor. And, you know, moved the coffee table over, and we'd had a little more room. And so, you know, that was my way of meeting his need for attention. Mommy wrestle.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the insights there that even from that example the other night that you're giving us is that one of the most powerful ways that parents can really love their kids and create this environment of grace and freedom is to look for opportunities. This is going to be a challenge when our children are not demanding attention. And we actually give it to them.
Yeah, first, before they have to sit on your magazine.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a good lesson. Before they sit on something, I was wondering where you were going to head because knowing little Jonathan, he could have done a lot of things to that magazine.
Yeah, actually, that was really pretty calm.
That's what I mean. Or he could have done a lot of things to you.
Yes, yes, he could have.
And so, parents, let's look for some opportunities to give first, to kind of what we call enter into the world of your child and pay attention to them. Just enjoying things they'll enjoy, whether it's wrestling matches and tickling contests, or whether it's that opportunity to enjoy some hobby with one of your older children. Let's look for the opportunity to give to that. How about the sentence of, you know, hey, it's been a long time since I've joined you in doing something you would really like to do for fun. Saturday morning, you'd be thinking about what you'd like to do. I want to join you in it. That'd be a part of giving first to a child's attention. And then, Terry, one of the other ones we want to talk about is giving a child approval. We've got a little practical exercise on our website that'll help parents for this, but talk a little bit about the importance of affirming or approving a child. This one's different than appreciation.
Mm-hmm. It really means I'm going to want to go first and take initiative in helping my child and telling my child that I love them for who they are.
Yes.
Not just for what they do. That I'm going to want to look for character qualities that I see in them that I think make them special. And like the other day, I went to Madison's class, and she has a little girl that sits next to her at her table. They're in the green group. And so they're sitting together there in the green group, and her little friend is actually talking to Madison with her mouth full, and she begins to spit all over Madison. And I was so proud of her because Madison turned and looked at her and called her friend's name in a real gentle way and put her hand on her shoulder and said her friend's name and said, you know what, I want to listen to you, but you're spitting on me. Could you wait until you finished eating? And then I want to hear what you have to say. And she said in a real nice way, she said that to her friend. And so that night I told her how proud I was for the way that she talked to her friend that day and how sensitive and caring she was.
Yeah. Now that's where we're talking here on approval. We're talking about a person's character, who they are. So now you're talking about sensitivity.
Right.
Madison, you were so sensitive to your friend. So parents, what we're talking about here is that taking initiative to focus upon, you know, Jamie, you are so creative in all the ways you're able to put those little projects together, to be able to affirm a child for their compassion, for their diligence. You're a really loyal friend. Mm-hmm. When everybody else seems to be turning their backs on, you know, this little friend, you've been so loyal. That's a part of what it means to approve of your child. Take initiative to look at some of those character qualities, who they are. And that's why we want to help you. If you'll visit greatcommandment.net, you'll have a free download for the week of 30 selected character qualities. You'll find Bible verses that go with each of them, and it'll help you in your kind of vocabulary of affirming a child's sensitivity, their gentleness, their loyalty, their discernment, their compassion, their generosity, their gentleness. And so download those character qualities. Look for opportunities, even this week, to approve of who your child is. Take initiative. Startle them with a little love as a part of a home of grace, a home of liberty and freedom where your family can experience exceeding abundance. That's the journey we've been on all week. Glad you've joined us. Teaching segments next. And then, Terry, in our closing segment, you and I are going to share a little parental dream together. I dream of a day when maybe my children could reflect on our parenting, on our family. What's some of the things your children might long for? Thanks for joining us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries, on this Friday, we'll remind you one more time to visit our website. Every day, free downloads. You can hear this broadcast and other radio programs. And you can order your own copy of Parenting with Intimacy, this week's resource, Parenting with Intimacy, the workbook and media kit in audio CD or DVD. And every resource order goes to support local Christian radio in your own community. That's Parenting with Intimacy, free downloads and more, all at www.greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Into Parenting with Intimacy, tips for giving first with Dr. David Ferguson and our Intimate Life Ministries team. It's coming up next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations.
change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a challenge to look for celebrations.
Have you someone celebrating that new job or that recent wedding or the birth of that new grandchild? You've got celebrations going on. People that you pass in the halls at work or in the foyer at church, you've got celebrations going on. Let's look for opportunity to just pause long enough to get beyond the hi, how are you, what do you think of that sermon, or the chit-chat of life. And let's celebrate together.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the next 24 hours, celebrate. And for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Freedom to be a parent. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David Ferguson and our special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed. Together, they are co-authors of our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. We've tried to take a little time each day of this week to give you a snippet of the entire Parenting with Intimacy workshop. With some tips on giving first in your family, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
And if I could, I'd remind us again of the principle that you and I have first freely received of God's love and His grace. In fact, so that we don't miss it, this whole premise of parenting with intimacy is really only possible as a parent walks intimately with Jesus Christ. In other words, if there were no other reason for a parent to explore their personal relationship with Christ, this would be a sufficient challenge, because it's going to be impossible for us to give to a child that which we have not received. You see, only as I have encountered the divine gift of His acceptance will I be able to accept a child in their sometimes unacceptable behavior. Only as I've been touched by the divine gift of His comfort am I going to be able to comfort a child in their times of hurt. The other implication for this is that as you and I are able to live out and share His grace and His love with our children, we're really given a testimony of who the real God is. Imagine your children growing up needing both an intimate relationship with you as their parents, but also needing an intimate relationship with their Creator through His Son, Jesus Christ. Imagine a child beginning to encounter from the earliest years on the unconditional love and an acceptance, a comfort and encouragement from you as God ministers it through you. And that child growing up basically questioning within inside themselves, and maybe even one day asking, where do you get all the comfort you give me? How are you able to accept me when I'm being so unacceptable? And our answer is basically an opportunity to give an account of the hope that is within us. To be able to share with that child how they too can come to know in a personal way the God who is love, the God who is a God of comfort. You see, one of our most beautiful roles as a parent is to introduce the child into the dimensions of grace that we have partaken of in order that they might, as they grow up, inquire on their own in a very personal way about their intimate relationship with the Christ who has blessed us with His grace.
That's from Parenting with Intimacy. You can order the entire workshop and the companion media kit on audio CD or DVD by visiting our website, and every resource order goes to support what we believe is a vital ministry in your community. That's local Christian radio. So visit our website, order your copy of Parenting with Intimacy today, a great gift for a parent or soon-to-be parent that you may know. Parenting with Intimacy, today's free download, and additional resources and training and workshops in churches, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We wrap up the week with David and Terry. It's next on Great Commandment Radio. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How to love God and love others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder to look for those who may be struggling.
Let's get to know the struggles. All of us walk through some of the valleys of life. It just took time this week to pray with a very important part of our team who recently lost his wife to cancer. That's been part of the struggle of his life for a number of months. He isn't his 10-year-old daughter need the ministry of Christ's love to their lives. People are in struggles.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving and free downloads, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches.
We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio as we close out this week's program on freedom to be a parent. Terry, all week long, we focused on a number of practical ways that parents could be a part of expressing some of the grace that we have received in the Lord. And, you know, in this closing reflective time, we want to share with our listeners some things that maybe we each could kind of dream about. But what if one of these days our children were challenged with, as you were growing up, how did you experience your mom and dad's love? As you were growing up, how did you experience your mom and dad's love? Terry, I think we all want our kids to say more than, well, they went to work, they cooked a few meals.
They bought me stuff.
Yeah. I just know they did. It just kind of understood. What are some of the ways that your children might one day rise up and bless you by some of their answers? Would you listen as Terry and I reflect on a few of these and see if the Lord makes a specific burden on your heart that one of these are a critical part of something God is up to in your life? My parents gave love to me what?
Through the undivided attention that they gave me.
Through their patient listening to my hurts and my fears.
They love me through their empathy and the openness about our feelings.
My parents love me through their valuing of my thoughts and ideas and opinions.
They love me through their willingness to let me try some of my own decisions and my own plans.
My mom and dad love me through the common interest and fun that we shared together.
My parents loved me through their verbalized appreciation. They said thank you, and they said I love yous.
Mom and Dad expressed their love to me through the openness of their touch, the hugs, and their reassuring words that they loved me.
My mom and dad loved me because they prayed with me regularly about my concerns and the things that were important to me.
My parents loved me through their involving me in the things of Jesus as we shared together in the wonder of his love. Father, would you, in each of our parents' lives, bring forth an abundance of liberty, an exceeding abundance beyond what we could ask or think, as we cinch your heart for how we can love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love our neighbors, these near ones called children that you have blessed us with as a heritage from the Lord. Might we share the likeness and love of Christ with them in such a way that they live out a living legacy as followers of Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and a special thanks to our guest this week, Terry Ferguson Sneed, part of the team that created Parenting with Intimacy. Now you can experience the entire Parenting with Intimacy workshop on audio CD or DVD with the companion workbook by ordering this week's resource. And every time you order a resource, you'll be supporting local Christian radio, a ministry that keeps so many of us connected to each other and to churches in our community and to God himself. Local Christian Radio. Support it today. Order your copy of Parenting with Intimacy at greatcommandment.net. At least download today's free download or pass it on to someone you know or love. Find out about our Great Commandment network of churches, additional resources for marriage and leadership and Christian singles, and much more.
Parenting with Intimacy, and more at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Thanks to our Great Commandment network of radio stations, and thanks to you for telling your friends about Great Commandment Radio. Join us next time as we learn and experience more how-tos for loving God, loving others. How-tos for Great Commandment Living. Join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.